Welcome to People More Interesting Than Me, the podcast, where I step back and let fascinating individuals take the spotlight. Join me as I sit down with incredible guests who captivate and inspire, showcasing their stories, experiences, and wisdom that make them truly extraordinary. Tune in for engaging conversations that'll leave you enlightened and entertained. I mean, at least I'm entertained.
This week, we're diving into the dynamic world of rising talent in the music industry. Joining me this week is a force to be reckoned with, a lyrical virtuoso who's been setting the scene ablaze with his rhymes and rhythms. He's not just an up-and-comer, he's a trailblazer, a visionary in the making. Get ready and soak in the wisdom as we sit down with the one and only Abe Savage. This episode promises to be a journey through the creative process, the challenges of the industry, and the raw passion that fuels his craft. So without further ado, let's dive in and uncover the story behind the mic. Enjoy.
Where did you actually grow? When you say the village, is it Manassas, right? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's outside of Old Town, maybe like 10 minute walk, if I'm going to be honest with you. I grew up outside of Euclid and La Paz. Those were like the two little intersections that came up on my neighborhood. It's and I used it for my album cover as well. I don't know if you noticed that, the two little street signs.
Yeah, I saw the street signs.
Yeah.
So I guess this is where we're going to come full circle. So where are you currently? When I say where, I mean more of a figurative. Where are you at your life currently? Can you kind of set the scene of where you're at right now?
Now, when you're asking me that, can you give me an example? I just want a genuine idea, because
like
there's so many ways I can answer it.
Oh, yeah. Think of this from the point of view of the listener. They have no idea, like, where are you at in your life? And then we'll talk a little bit about what you're trying to do.
Absolutely. I feel like right now in life, I'm trying to not let myself get comfortable. Cause I feel like you can in your 20s, you can get slip in and get real comfortable. You feel me? So I'm just kind of like keeping that light up on my ass, always trying to do something, either if it's my music or for my personal life. You know, I always want to be moving. That's something about me. So where I'm at in life right now, I'm always constantly moving 24/7, always trying to do like evolve. You feel me? That's my personal mentality, is I want to heighten my frequency, and the people who listen to my music as well, I want to heighten their frequency within that as well. That's another concept that I bring to the table.
Okay. And I guess from a music point of view, you know how like all these people, I'm trying to think of an example, like writers. I mean, writing and music are, you know this, they're basically the same thing. One is just, absolutely, you got a beat to it, and then you've got layers. How would you say, and the way that, you know, like some writers, you know, like Stephen King and all those famous people,
hell yeah,
they'll write like 8 pages a day. Do you have like sort of a rhythm like that, that'll?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like I'm old school within that sense, because I put it pen to paper first before anything. I put it pen to paper and then I beat surf. So I really like going online and, you know, hitting up YouTube or either BeatStars and just kind of going through each individual beat. You know, I don't really look up a certain specific type beat. I'm more so just click on like whatever comes up on my YouTube. I search up like a sample instrumental, like if I'm feeling something from the Fae or something like an alternative rock scene. You know, I really, you know, grab inspiration from like heavy metal rock, alternative rock, and I bring some of those elements and I mix it within like my hip hop trap, you know, and I just give it a little bit more of a flair.
No, that's great. Because I mean, collaboration is like the key to get people in. Absolutely. Like I at the top of my head, I'm not very good at it, but you know, those songs where they've got like trumpets or they've got like a violin.
Oh, yeah.
I know this is a cliche song and it's not rap, but like Industry Baby. I love that song
Hell
just
yeah,
because
absolutely.
Of the trumpets. Like,
exactly.
It's that one thing that really brings the song and then can bring other people in when they don't
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's like, I know I use all these like pop cliches, but I do know other songs, but like Beyonce, the way she's breaking through country.
Hell yeah.
Like that, you know what I mean? Like, it's just.
That's what I'm saying. You feel me? As an artist, I really try to box myself in a certain category. Because I had a heavy influence growing up listening to Spanish music. There was always some type of rhythm behind me, if I'm going to be genuine with you. If it was either in the village, there was some background music. There was like a little carne asada happening, you feel me? Or if it even was like, down the street, you know what I mean? Like in Old Town, there was this always like first Fridays, they would always, you know, bring out Rock the Block out there, you know, different bands, they're jamming. And as a young kid, I would walk through those streets and I would just be listening. I'd be like, okay, this shit's nice, you know, I'm fucking with it. And it's just different. It just, that's what really makes me stand out as an artist within my genre. And I feel like the time that I'm in, it's just, I have a lot of outside influence than just hip hop, trap, you know what I'm saying? And like old school.
So do you play any instruments?
Absolutely.
Which ones are you strong with and which one are you, because I mean, like it's probably like that, like just like we're talking about, it's like obviously you have strong like instruments is such a cliche word to use, but I would say tools you're using now, and then you're like, maybe I want to incorporate that a little bit. That'd be like
So I don't know if you've listened to my album, but on Reach for the Stars, you get guitar melody in the background. I don't know if how well y'all can see this, but
that's a nice guitar.
Got my little guitar with me, you feel me? That's something that I always like to incorporate within my music. Sometimes, you know, it's a little bit more prominent than others within my music, but that's something I love you playing with, learning, and kind of just dabbling with that fact. I'm really strong with the guitar. Now there's another like tool that I use, which is a piano. Now don't get me wrong, I can play the keys, but I ain't that at that level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
I mean, like that's the best way. It's just like learning anything. Like if you have like a clear goal, like, you know, like everyone who starts an instrument, they pick out like that one song that they try to learn through.
Absolutely.
And then they pick up like three chords and they actually pick up some dexterity. Then they start hopping songs.
Hell yeah.
Or then you have the grinder who starts at, you know, like Hot Cross Buns, works their way up to the Saints Go Marching In. And I mean, either way works. And it's different people. It's like,
definitely.
Just like you say, you work different angles. I would imagine you're kind of like me, where you kind of octopus out. You've got like nine different lanes you're working in that
absolutely
can slowly work, and you kind of feel your way on which way is like working the best.
That's something about me as an artist, is I feel like I just, like, you know, you were referencing that octopus, you know, kind of vibe. What I like to do is I like to shoot things. I just like to shoot different ideas. And if it sticks, I'm gonna run with it. And if it doesn't stick, then that's a learning experience for me. And that's me experimenting on something new. And I also, like, back to the original question that you asked me, there's an instrument that I forgot to mention, which is the drums, actually. I came up playing the drums here and there, you know. Funny thing is, I was in choir when I was a younger child, you know, in high school years. I used to, you know, hop in with the choir team. That's kind of what kind of influenced me to start, you know, really using my hands. And, you know, as just not only vocalizing, but as well, you know, playing instruments like the piano, the drum, the guitar. And that's something that I really have fun with. You know, it's just sometimes like a rhythm or some kind of frequency comes in and I'm just like, okay, let me try to, like, you know, either play it, you feel me, or like run it.
This is kind of like adjacent to that, but how would you say your creative process? And I know we've kind of touched on this, but.
Yeah.
Let's touch on more of how do you go about with writer's block?
Like, absolutely.
When you're trying to produce something and you've got it in your head and you just need, like, where do I go from here? What's your medicine?
So I feel like I'm gonna be genuine with you. I'm a Taurus, so I'm very ritualistic. See what I'm saying? So I like to, you know, kind of flow the same way. And every time, you know, I get writer's block, this is something that I personally love to do is I kind of shut everything down. I put a pause on everything. And for my personal sanity, I take a walk. I take a nature. I love taking nature walks. I like going out to nature. And sometimes then that's when I get inspired the most. You know, when I'm outside taking a little like nature walk, I'm either hiking, you know what I mean? And there's frequencies in all like in everything as a conversation being held right now. And this is very, very interesting. I would say birds, animals, you know, sometimes being in the woods, sometimes being in the city, you know, it just gives me a different type of inspiration of sound. You know, sometimes like, you know, when I'm in the city, I hear cars zooming, honking, you know, you feel me? And then at the same time, I like to have a little peace and tranquility when I go out to like, let's say on a little nature walk or a hike. And I get inspired by the birds chirping, their melody, or even sometimes I hear like, you know, coyotes or foxes. Sometimes how it's so interesting when they howl and they cry. You know, that was my first time like hearing it when I was like, what, like 15, 14? I heard my first coyote and I got scared. But then at the same time, I was like, okay, cool, this is a different sound. I could definitely incorporate this into my music. So it's just really finding the little things. When I get writer's block, I just think outside of the box. I'm just like, okay, you know, let's put a pause on everything. Let me just go ahead and just move and see what comes to me. Because there's a saying that I really hold dearly. I might be fucking this up, but it's like, what's meant for you will come for you, and what's not will fucking miss you. Some shit like that. But like, you
I
feel
like
me?
it. I get the message. Good. It's
Yeah,
good.
yeah, yeah.
So speaking on that, the great thing is obviously you sound like you have your creative like blocks worked out, but how do you how do I say this? Balance like your pure creative vibe and theme and kind of your vibe, but also, you know, like people like to put in what you think people will like. You know what I mean? Like there's a
Absolutely.
juggle between.
I see what you're saying, and that's something about my music that I pride myself on, is when I first started making music, I made music raw. I'm gonna be genuine with you. It was different, the very different when I'm talking about the music that I made when I first started to the music that I'm dropping and putting out right now for the public. But how I started it and how it's still going, it's my music is raw. I don't filter what I say. I say what comes to mind and what comes to heart. I don't necessarily politic. I don't like politicking. I try to keep politics, you know, politicking and all that outside of my music. That's something I very, you know, try to stay within my lane. And another benefactor would say is just whatever comes to me, comes to me. And if, you know, I make music for myself and as my audience, I'm very grateful that everybody listens to the music that I put out. It's more so for my own therapy. And that's something that I, like I told you, I pride myself on, is that my music is raw, genuine, and y'all get to hear the real me. You know, there's no auto-tune, there's no none of that. It's just straight me.
No,
And
that's
that's what I
great.
love about it.
So, straight your opinion, do you feel like people sacrifice, other artists sacrifice their own opinions, their politics, sometimes just to gain the glory? And then once they have enough genuine leverage, they start to bring their own, you know what I mean? Like when they have
Absolutely. Yeah.
enough, like we'll say
Definitely.
connect, what do they call that? Potential energy. So basically, they're
Absolutely.
building up, building up,
Yep.
building up on pub, you know, like fans,
Hell
clout,
yeah.
stuff like
Hell yeah.
that. But what do you think about those people?
Honestly, I just don't pay no mind to it if I'm gonna be genuine with you. I just the way that I see it is I personally love making my music for myself and for my audience to listen to and connect and understand me through it. And, you know, separating myself from that as a, you know, as a musician and artist, and at me seeing it on God's eye point of view. I mean, it's if it's everybody got their own niche, you know what I mean? There's different type of artists that I've worked in the past before where they got a divide. You know, they only see, you know, red or blue, or they only see, you know, a certain type of, you know, if you really understand what I'm trying to say. But at the end of the day, it's just, I wrote this bar, and this is a song that I made like when I was younger. It was probably like my first, when I first started making music, it was like some of my partners B's and C's, but at the end of the day, all my partners is G's. Some little something like that, you know what I mean?
No, I like but that. That's good.
Absolutely. And that's something that like I see as an artist is like sometimes like I see people and, you know, kind of stepping out their comfort zone and, you know, leaning toward more the trends within what's trendy. And I'm just like, I mean, if you genuinely are happy from it, by all means, you got to sacrifice it, do it. But on my end, I ain't finna sacrifice my own happiness to get myself a bag at the end of the day. Like, I'm making this content, this music, like I said, for myself and for my own therapy, for my own healing and my own evolution. And if y'all want to tune in and my audience, I love you guys for every single day cranking my music and tapping in. I really appreciate you guys. But at the end of the day, I do this for myself.
No, it's good. I like that. And
if personally, I don't want to be famous. You know, that's something that I'm walking into, and I feel like I'm gonna be genuine with you. I don't want to be famous. I just want the bread that comes with it, so I could put myself in a place where I can be handing down LLCs. You feel me? You know, to my bloodline and what comes after me.
So. I've never heard anyone say that. And I like the idea of it, but usually those come hand in hand though. I mean, so how do you put up, this is very interesting and you've definitely peaked, but how do you think that's going to happen? If you're not famous,
yeah,
get the bread. I want to hear it.
I'm just going to keep on doing what I'm doing. And generally, you know, I feel like momentum is going to pick up, and I don't know, like, I don't know how I'm about to do it, but I'm going to do it.
I like it. I like it.
But I'm going to be honest. I feel like maybe down the line, I might pull something, you know, very different. Like right now, I'm giving the audience a face to my music. But maybe in the future, I might, you know, really take a step back on that end. Because for me, I feel like my energy is genuinely, my energy is sacred. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And my energy, I don't like to share with nobody, you know what I'm saying? And if you're part of me sharing my energy, then you're a part of my family and my circle and my people that I keep close near me, you know, because I really care about y'all. But if I gotta put a ski mask on and I still gotta make music, then I'm gonna do it, you know what I mean? Because I really don't want the fame, and I don't, because I'm gonna be genuine with you, like, it's scary, you know, to me it's scary, like, yeah. But I
do like the idea of that. But I mean, like I said,
maybe I could, hopefully, maybe I could be making big bank being an underground artist. Who knows? And
there you go.
Whatever with the universe, you know, I'm going to speak it into an existence. You know, I'm going to be in a position and empowered to put my people in power without that fame.
I mean, just like you said it, I'm probably going to butcher the quote that you butchered, but if it's going to come for you, it's going to come for you. Then the other way, it's just going to go the fucking opposite direction.
Hell yeah.
So kind of explain to me at this current juncture,
yeah,
how would you say your style is? We'll say that. Like, and I know, like we said, Octopus, it's in all different directions. But at this current juncture, where would you say?
I'm very diverse. And one word I love to use when, you know, people ask me this question is, my music is raw. My music is what comes to my heart, comes to my mind, what's in the air, what I hear, what's, you know, what I feel, the energy that I'm in that moment feeling. I work on that. And that's my going back to my creative process, you know, there's multiple different things, just like your reference with the octopus. You know, I shoot different targets, and whatever sticks for me at the end of the day. So like, to put it in an example, all right, Robbery. That song was so fun to record. Shout out my producer, Steven, in the music studios. Jiggy as shit, you feel me? And also shout out to my brother, Zary, and especially Official Marquise. Those are two other artists on that same song, Robbery, off my album. And yeah, it was like an interesting creative process. So I walked into it with the beat, bought the rights, the license, and everything. And then I go to Steven. I'm like, Steven, I'm gonna do something weird this time. I'm gonna let you take full creative control on this track. You know, what you personally feel like, fuck me up a little bit, throw me a left and a right and a jab, see what I feel. So I hop in there, I go to the booth, and the first couple of verses that I lay down, I'm gonna be honest, I wasn't comfortable with. I was like, all right, I can go harder than this. And then I took a step back on it and I started writing, pen to paper, and I was like, okay, I caught something, We sliding in, we get it in, we riding in some muscle and some Chevys like we in the field. And that story actually got in, like I wrote that song. So you sharp where we linked up the last time at that little pump in the gas station. All right, that store right there on the top end, it got hit. They took a Corvette, they took I think it was like a Cadillac, and they took some kind of Hemi. It was like Hellcat or something crazy. It was vicious. And that's where the idea of that song came through, robbery. Because if you look at it, I'm speaking it through God's eye point of view. And I'm speaking it as so listeners can see what's day-to-day happening within my music and scene. There's a specific verse where I was like, seen him at the light, drop the Addy, then we up the mag, hit a corner, hit the stick, then I up my mask, you know how it go. Waited in the cold till the spot was close. Let the bodies hit the floor. We tote all that smoke. You see what I'm saying? So it's like I'm kind of giving the listener like a God's eye perspective, first person perspective, second person perspective, niche to it. And my brothers, shout out Zary and Keese, they went dummy on that joint. And they added a different type of flair. I necessarily didn't tell them. I was like, hey, listen, I'm writing about this certain incident, But I told them, I was like, that's something that I do is let anybody that I work with have full creative process with the music that they're about to work with me on. If that's my producer, if that's another artist I'm working with, if that's a label that I'm working with. And same thing with you right here, like I'm gonna let you have full creative process on how we make this happen, because genuine, that's back to the point. What I'm saying is it's genuine and raw. That's what I love. That's the real me, and that's the raw side of me.
I do like
Interesting.
that. But how do you juggle that with quality? You know what I
Quality?
mean?
Oh,
Like,
absolutely.
I mean,
Absolutely. Shout out Steven.
there's gotta be times when, I don't
Yeah.
know, you weren't working with Steven and you were
Oh,
working
yeah.
with someone else and
Absolutely.
it wasn't
Yeah.
quality. Like,
Yeah.
at those
I'm gonna be
points,
vulnerable with
you
you.
gotta juggle
Yeah.
personal relationships
Yeah.
and not professional, but
Ex I
as
get
you
you.
would
I get
say,
you.
like,
And that's something I feel like, because when I first started originally making music, I had a Yeti and I had my school laptop. I'm gonna be so thousand with you. I got my school, I got in
and now
Manassas.
it's a Stanley, right?
Say again.
Now it's a Stanley.
Oh, absolutely.
Awesome.
But yeah, I had my little Yeti mic and I had my little Manassas high school kind of laptop kind of thingy-majiggy. And I used Sound, I think it was Soundtrap, if I'm not mistaken, when I first started making music. And it would be just like, I'm going back to the conversation of my raw music. I would literally grab a speaker, go on YouTube, not even buy the beat, not even get the rights, not the licenses, not anything behind it, and just hit play and then hit record and then just rap. And then like I would have a notepad right there and I'd be like, oh yeah, oh yeah, you know what I mean? And that's something that I love about my music, is you can really hear the evolution throughout my music if you can find it. If you can find my earlier songs, they're out there somewhere. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I'm not gonna tell you where they're at, but they're out there if you look real hard and find them. Yeah, shout out Black Vans, shout out Foreign, shout out 8668, you feel me? Those are a couple of my first tracks that I went ahead and I recorded by myself. And then slowly but surely, I started dabbling within the aspect of different, producers coming to me and they're working with me. Shout out my brother, Kiki. You know, he's locked up right now, and I wish the best for him. And I know he's doing good and holding it down on the inside. But he was actually one of my good friends coming up, as especially, you know, he's my brother. Like, I seen him as something really special to me in my lifetime coming up. And he put me on into different positions, into the music field, in the music realm. And he opened a lot of doors for me with producers, different artists, and just kind of gave me like the inside of things instead of being like recording it on your own in like a home studio. He actually took me outside of my comfort zone and, you know, paid for my studio sessions. And he was like, okay, Savage, we gonna lock this track in. Shout out Cocaine. Y'all can find that song. It's out there somewhere. And yeah, that was amazing. And you could definitely tell I elevated within my music, and something that I hold dearly to me nowadays is Steven's work. Quality over quantity. That's why I feel like I've been not dropping like crazy, like how I want to, you know what I mean? I'm still backdoor, you know, writing, you know, putting pen to paper, you know, getting creative, beat surfing. I just recently came back from a trip in, yo fui a Guatemala. And I was out there, and we were out by this beautiful lake called Lake Atitlan. Sorry if I'm butchering that, but Lake Atitlan, we were at a little like crib near the water. It was beautiful. And I woke up one morning very early, like 4 or 5 a.m., go outside. I hear the birds chirping, the monkeys going crazy, and just, you know, the people in the, like, outside, because it was not no city kind of vibe. It was more so kind of like a pueblo town kind of vibe. And I was out there just kind of like getting, that's what another benefactor of my creative process is. I like to, you know, navigate this earth and just meet different cultures, understand different, you know, phenomenons, and just really get down and hone in on what life, this journey we are living in. It's such a beautiful thing, you know, but at the same time, it's so dangerous. So that's, yeah.
So speaking towards a, like, I know that it doesn't really matter your impact on the industry, but what would you say, and I think creatives, whenever creatives start, they're always looking to satisfy a vacuum or a pocket in the industry. What would you say your music is bringing to the overall music industry?
I feel like my music is going to create a new sound for the industry. I feel like what I'm really cultivating and creating myself, and the people around me helping me create what I'm creating to tomorrow and the days to come, is I'm just different from everybody else within that music aspect. I feel like, you know, the industry is, I really don't know the ins and outs of everything, but from what I'm understanding as an artist nowadays, is it's a locked door, you know what I mean? And not a lot of people are able to, you know, find that key and walk through it. But what I have been planning is to kick that fucking door down, guns blazing, and just tell everybody I'm there and I'm there to stay.
No, that's great.
That's going to be my impact. You know what I mean? I'm going to walk up in there and just be different than everybody. You know, just have a different type of flow, different type of sound, bring a different type of energy to the table, make people scared.
I like it.
Not scared, but like, you know, fuck them up a little bit.
Yeah. Because nowadays, with, you know, TikTok, Instagram, all this stuff, people are, it's not necessarily about the music. It's more about the gimmick, you know, like.
I respect that.
And there's respecting it, and then there's the lack of effort. You know what I mean? I feel like those people, they don't really, the music, it's just like you were saying, well, not saying, but more of the vibe that, the music should come first, you know what I mean? But the music is coming from you. It shouldn't be like what we were talking about, being famous, and then the music comes after.
Exactly. And that's something.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but like,
oh, no, you're fine.
This is something that I also want to like throw in there, is that I'm an independent artist. I'm coming out from the DMV. I have no label. I have nobody, you feel me, telling me if I gotta look left or if I gotta move right, gotta look up or if I gotta be down. I have made a circle, TBG Entertainment, of fellow artists, my brothers, you feel me? You know, my family members around me that ain't blood, but they blood. And just like a cult almost, give or take, if I'm be genuine with you.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that line though. They ain't blood, but they blood.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always like to phrase stuff properly. That way I get one of
Absolutely.
the best, deepest response. Obviously, you dropped this album, and obviously you're working on more music.
Oh, hell yeah.
But where do you see like 5 years from now? You're down the road. Obviously, you keep writing, you keep writing.
Absolutely.
You're doing shows too, right?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. I feel like
So
shows are fun.
where do you see yourself in 5 years then? Obviously, hopefully.
I see myself in 5 years back on this podcast, letting you know all about my accomplishments, telling you who I opened up for, who my star lineup is, what next collaborations I have, and just really coming back and locking in, because that's something that I'm gonna hold dearly to me is the people that I work with in this jump, you feel me? In the come up are the folks that I'm gonna be working with at the finish line, further than that.
No, that's good because I don't know where I heard this. Usually I hear, on Instagram or some stuff like that, but it's not the people who are coming up to you after you've made it. You don't want to hear from those people once you're at the top of the mountain. Like what is that story about the hen? Like she gets the seed, she takes the seed, she grinds the seed, makes the bread, and that's when everybody shows up. They want the bread. But
Absolutely.
no, nobody wants those people don't
No.
want you winning their bread.
Grind.
They want the people cheering them on while they're trying to make it up the hill. And I don't know if that's out of like jealousy or even fear, because these are, your friends and your family, and they don't want you to, like see you hurt or see you disappointed.
Absolutely.
And it goes to like there's this. And I always forget the name of the podcast, and I always listen to it. It's called Ideal Brain. I think it's like some NPR show, but they talk about The Matrix, the episode, but
That's
not
tough.
about the movie specifically,
I'm
but it's
sharp.
talked about, but it talks about how like people just get in, like a routine. And if anything
Absolutely.
comes into the routine, it just totally throws everything out of whack. It's just like, like robotic. It gets kicked
Hey,
out or hated immediately.
I see what you're saying.
In order, I think, to succeed, just like you or me in the podcast industry or you in the mu music industry, just like you said, you need to make waves.
Absolutely.
You're not gonna succeed if you just swim with the current.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
Abso-fucking-lutely. You fucking right. Yeah.
but no, that's good. 5 years, you'll be back on the podcast.
Absolutely. Yeah. You feel me? I'm gonna be back on the podcast, letting you know about all the accomplishments I've, done throughout the years and the timeline. And I feel like on a genuine note, I see myself within 5 years. I just see a lot of greatness surrounding me, and I see a lot of good energy around me. I really don't know what the future will bring. I'm gonna be honest, I'm a little scared of what it entangles with because I'm a heavy believer in karma. And I'm trying to put out a lot of good vibrations out there and good energy, for that the karmic cycle. But I'm gonna be so genuine with you. And this is something that I also want to open up to my fans about is that I came up not doing the best of things, you feel me? I feel like I had to be in the darkness a little bit to see my own light shine. You see what I'm saying? And I feel like the karmic cycle, there's an imbalance, and that's what I'm trying to, kind of more so give back solid and positive frequencies Since my younger days, when I was a younger child, I did a lot of things to survive that in my position now, I really look back on and I'm just like, what the fuck? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
So
you're trying
that's
to
So
pay
I
it.
wouldn't, I wouldn't be surprised if, past catches back up to me. I'm gonna be real genuine with you know what I mean? And I want everybody around me to know that. I'm trying to do good right now, but I did my wrongs, you know what I mean? And I wouldn't be surprised if they caught back up to me. I just gotta, that's why that's why I'm so paranoid, you know what I mean? Because I'm like, all right, you feel me? Am I
Yeah.
good? I got the hoodie coming up, you feel me? Like, we good? Like, it's a little bit too quiet, it's just, shit like that.
Yeah. No, I think I got you.
But that's a different perspective I'm bringing to the table about, that 5 year mark.
Yeah. You
It's
never
for the
know.
future, no.
Let's get to our last question, the big one.
Work.
What is something that your parents did, a tradition or a methodology that you'd like to pass on to a next generation? And for the second part, what is something new or different that you would do that your parents wouldn't necessarily have done?
I'm gonna start it like this. I'm a first generation child in the States. I'm mixed. I'm Honduran and I'm Guatemalan. Soy catracho y también soy chapín. So I was embedded into a lot of that culture. If you see what I'm saying, there's a lot of like black and white solid lines that I came up growing up with. And nowadays, I'm breaking those barriers. I'm looking past that cultural divide. If you see what I'm saying, I'm reaching past that and I'm looking beyond that. And I'm trying to, I'm an open book. I'm an open book. There's a new page for every day, and there's new writing the day after that and the day in front of that. And that's something that I feel like my folks, put me on to is that. Got to get it on your own. You know what I mean? I was 13, 12, hustling, trying to provide equally for my folks as they was trying to provide. We're just, they're foreign and I'm a first generation child. There's a lot of adversity that came with that and a lot of like just new understandings that came to the table. So I feel like what they taught me is that like I came back and what we started off this interview talking about is not being comfortable in your 20s, keep that fire up under my ass, keep on moving. I can't stop, I can't get comfortable. I can't get the fact known that like there's so much more that I want to accomplish and I need to do before I leave, this universe. My life will transcend into the next life. I'll be reborn, you know what I mean? And that's something that I feel like my folks gave me is that high knowledge, that hunger, but that hustle, and just the beauty of life. I'm gonna be honest with you.
And is there anything new or different, like for a next generation?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I was telling you, I want to be able to hand down LLC to my bloodline. I just, I feel like I'm gonna like I don't know how I'm about to feel about this, but I'm just, it's coming from my heart, genuinely, I want to adopt in the near future, you know what I mean? I want to be able to go back to either Honduras or Guatemala, go out there, and just because there's so many kids out there in need of loving. And just guidance too, if I'm gonna be genuine with you. And that's something I definitely wanna, move on with is adopting. Cause I'm gonna get real personal with y'all. Like, I don't really like doing this, but my mom's was adopted. So that's something that I wanna, kind of like keep
Continue.
that karma cycle going is I wanna, adopt child. and just show them love and show them, you know, that they are beautiful. I understand them, and that you can be whatever you can be in this life and the next.
Oh, that's great. I like that. That's brand new. I have That's the funny thing. I think I'm always going to hear something like same on the podcast for this response, and I always get something new, and I'm always surprised. So that's great.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what I love about, like I'm telling you, is I'm raw. I'm genuine. You know, I tell everybody, excuse my French, you know, as long as I get to be myself, I'm gonna fucking run it up. You feel me?
That's great. So, where can all the listeners find you? Can you like
Absolutely.
what are your socials?
So
All
y'all
that.
can find me on all platforms. Artist name is, first name is Abe, last name is Savage. Y'all can stream my new album on Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, Tidal, iHeartRadio. Shit. I'm gonna make it fucking known. I'm gonna get my music every fucking where. I'm gonna be fucking annoying with that.
Those
Just know
are,
that
that's
the
how
streets
the famous
feel
people
pain.
start.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Streets Feel Pain Volume 2 coming to you real soon. The first one, I shout out everybody that, you know, hopped on it, collaborated, whichever which way. Shout out my producer. Once more, thank you to Steven in the music studios. Shout out my brother Zary for putting me on. My brother the Marquise, TPA Hitman, Tato. You know, especially my family that I hold dearly. Shout out my brother Doug. Shout out Nicole, you feel me? My stylist, my influencer, my photograph, my esa mi esposa, mi ella mi diosa, man. Ella mi todo mi corazón. And like just I got love for everybody that came up within this come up in the first, you know, volume. Just know for the next volume, I'm gonna definitely have, you know, same folks on the same side, but I'm gonna definitely add a little new little couple elements in there. I want to definitely incorporate some Spanish into my next volume. You know, I want to incorporate, if even if it's not the actual language, it could be the rhythm, it could be, you know, the inspiration, multiple shit. Yes, no,
Well, thanks for being on the podcast. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
And I got a brand new perspective like I usually do, which is amazing.
Are you cool if I could throw up my set real quick and we can keep this in? You feel me?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's perfect.
And just a little love, a little love, my people, you dig. But just once more, I just want to say thank you so much for letting me hop on this. I love it, genuinely. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I just want to let it be known this is going to be the first of many.
If you like this week's episode of People More Interesting Than Me, please follow me on Apple Podcasts so you won't miss out on more episodes like these.